We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome. Welcome one and all to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. Welcome back in, and we'll be here for 3 hours tonight after a tough Cardinals loss. Yikes. So we want to look at some positives, but it is not in my nature to look at positives when I'm angry at something, which is fireworks. I am so glad the fireworks are finally over. I'm sick of trying to lay down at night, and this is what you hear. And just when you think it's done, oh, won't it just stop? One of my friends on Facebook posted this. No better way to tell an absolute deadbeat loser than starting your fireworks show at midnight on a Tuesday. Okay, if you're out there right now and you got the fireworks and you got the match right in your hand and you're ready to start blowing them off, why are you doing this? Why didn't you do it during the weekend like normal people? I am so sick of these fireworks already. Now, Mike Anderson, you are a firework fanatic.
I mean, I like fireworks just as much as anyone else.
I heard you have a firework tattoo somewhere on your body. Is that true?
No tattoos.
I heard your favorite song is Katy Perry, Firework. Is that true?
Probably like the music video.
Okay. I also heard that you were born with a firework in your hand, a sprinkler. Sparkler, excuse me.
Yeah.
Whatever they're called.
How did you find that out?
I just know these things. So you're part of a family that puts on an elaborate, large firework display.
I have one uncle who pretty much does it all on his own with his neighbor. My parents, my immediate family, no. But I have one uncle that goes all out.
Let me guess. Your uncle lights the fuse with a cigar.
He has a cigar throughout the whole show. I'm not right up there when he lights it.
Okay, so this firework display, what are we talking about? How long does it last?
This year, he lit it one time, and it went for 38 minutes.
Oh, that's so long! Yeah. I mean, he's spending a pretty good penny on that. He's someone that goes all out.
Absolutely all out.
Did you see how many dumpster fires there were last night?
No, I did not.
Okay, here's the official tweet.
None at his show.
No, but it was over the weekend. I feel like if I'm a homeowner and I just want to get some rest over the weekend, it's my time off to relax. One weekend a year when someone's blowing off fireworks in the neighborhood, I can handle that, okay? Back where I lived in Indiana, I was on a cul-de-sac. One neighbor was like your uncle. He would get a huge display. All the kids would come out and watch this thing. I was the guy that would not stay up and watch this thing, mostly because it was my kid was so young. We didn't want to leave him, and, you know, we thought it would be too young for him to go out and watch it. But either way, they would have shells all over the cul-de-sac, and he never cleaned them up. He was blow them off and lit them, someone else deal with the kind of guy. Drove me nuts. So then I thought, I'm done with neighbors shooting stuff off. You get one day a year, and that's it. None of this prolonged stuff over the course of a week. And there's a lot of people thinking, oh, I'm just going to go and buy some discount fireworks. My neighbors will love it. It'll be a Thursday or Friday night, and I'm just going to start blowing these things off again. Drives me crazy. So here's how many fires the fire department had to deal with last night. They had 335 calls. 72 dumpster fires. 72. Now, your uncle did it responsibly, right? He was in an area where it was safe to throw these things up. He wasn't in a highly populated area, was he?
It was the middle of a subdivision, but it's the plot of land in the backyard is massive. And okay. His neighbor's in on it, so there are two large plots of land.
Okay.
Are the center of the...
There was
the
72 dumpster fires, 30 weed and grass fires, 10 garage fires, and 30 structural. I'm looking at the map here. The St. Louis fire chief is now calling for tougher laws against fireworks in the city because of this. Tougher laws of the city. Now, I don't think you can blow them off in the city anyway, right? You have to.
Yeah,
it's
no,
the outlining areas.
Illegal in the city.
Yeah. All right. So how about this? Tougher laws for fireworks. Are you on board? Yes and yes. I'm all on board. I love firework displays. I like to go out when I was younger. We always went out to the city display. We always sat down with our lawn chair. We always got there early to get a good spot. We sat and enjoyed. We had our snacks. We had our drinks. And as a family, we loved it. My parents grew up in an area where the city lived. Well, we lived close to where the city shot them off. So we were able to watch them from our front yard. We had a party. We had all our friends come over every time in that year. And it was just wonderful. Now, outside of that, I have never once enjoyed a single person outside of a city launching fireworks off. I've always been like, what is that guy doing? He's crazy kind of guy. So is it time for tougher laws? I mean, look at what the fire department had to deal with yesterday because of all the knuckleheads in the city that were lighting dumpsters on fire for whatever reason. I got to imagine they were throwing fireworks in there because they thought it was cool, right? You think it was just a bunch of people being, you know, punks? I don't know at that point.
I would think a lot of the dumpster fires were people that thought that their fireworks were extinguished, maybe cleaned them up, threw them away when they were still smoldering.
Maybe. Those things go for a while. There were some videos that the fire department posted where there was like these giant piles of just charred remains of fireworks. Some people went really all out. What does your uncle do with all of the fireworks when he's done? Does he just bury them?
Well, a lot like of the boxes, and I actually don't totally know, but a lot of it's nailed down on these wooden pallets, so it's all connected still after the show.
Yeah. All right, what do we do? Do we try to get some tougher laws? More than 100 calls for fireworks fires came in last night. Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson said that somehow limiting the sale of these fireworks needs to be looked at some point. We got to come to our senses and say enough is enough, and it's a dangerous product, and every year we accept the inevitable that we're putting people in the hospital because of these things. There were multiple firefighters that were burned and treated last night because of this. Is it time to just put the fireworks away? As in, don't allow them at all? I don't know. Probably not. But I gotta say, it is a compelling argument, mostly because I don't want to have to hear them when I'm trying to fall asleep on the weekend. I am so over it. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Every state has their own deal when it comes to fireworks. In every state, they're basically ignored in hopes that they don't get found. I want to know what your thoughts are on this. Maybe you love fireworks and you say, every night when I go to sleep, I actually have a sound machine of fireworks blowing up. I love the sound of blowing up. It's like you love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like 4th of July. All right, this is Overnight America Camo X. I really love the overnight crowd. These are the types of people online right now, which we're going to get to, that are up, but when they try to fall asleep, if they hear those fireworks, I bet they're just as worked up as I am. The overnight crowd's a whole different crowd. You don't want to deal with junk like this. Let's go to Bill first. Hey, Bill, thanks for calling in Overnight America.
Yeah. I'm really worked up about these fireworks, too.
Are you hearing them still?
Pardon?
Are you still hearing them?
I heard a few tonight, yep.
All through the weekend you had to deal with them, too, I bet.
Yeah. Well, whose fault is it? It's the St. Louis Police Department.
For what? What do you mean their fault? For what?
They don't do nothing. They don't do nothing about it.
As in, they're not enforcing the codes and laws?
Well, you know, they know it's against the law to shoot fireworks in the city of St. Louis, but the police put up with it. It's the police's fault.
Yeah, how tired do you get of these things? It's after midnight, you're trying to fall asleep, and then some knucklehead goes out there and wants to put on a display.
It's all uncalled for.
Yeah. It drives me nuts, too. I don't think it's worth the enjoyment. Maybe when I was younger, but not anymore.
It's the St. Louis Police Department's fault. They're allowing these things, and we need a new police chief, too.
They're still working on that. Now, if the police went out and actually made some sweeps on something like this, they would look like the bad guy. You know, that would make them look bad.
No, the police are no good, too. In fact, they're connected what? With crooks and all
no,
that.
No, 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 Bill. They are not. Now you're going too far. I was on your side, and now it's hard to side with you. How am I supposed to do that now that you said that? I see where you're coming from, though, Bill. Thank you very much. No, I thought for sure I was going to side with Bill, and then he had to throw in that Hail Mary pass, and boy, was that fumbled. All right, let's real quick go to Tony. Hey, Tony, thanks for calling in Overnight America.
Hi, Ryan. Thanks for coming to St. Louis. Love your show.
Oh, great. Okay, so these fireworks here. So are you someone that just can't get enough of them, or are you sick of them too?
I am so sick of them.
Yes.
I live in an apartment complex for 55 years and older.
Mm-hmm.
And there's these firecrackers going out. Sounds like it's right next to my window. So I look outside and there's a truck. So I go out there. I had my cell phone with me and someone in the apartment was looking out for me. And I went out. There's six people in this truck parked behind our community center. They're in the between upper 20s to mid 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So they obviously don't live there.
Okay.
And so I asked them, I said, what are you doing here? And he said, oh, we're fine. You know, we're setting off firecrackers. And I said, but do you live here? And he said, oh, yeah, we live right down there. And he's pointing to the apartments. I said, well, that's funny. They're for 55 years of age and above. And he goes, well, I guess that's not me. And I said, no. I said, would you please leave our premises? This is our property. Would you please leave?
That's very disrespectful of them to do that. Why would they pick that location to do it?
I don't. Yeah, that's it, Ryan. I'm just so tired of people thinking that they can do whatever they
that's
want.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
Then there's, yeah.
What time did that happen? What time of night did that happen?
It was about 11:30 last night.
Oh, of course 11:30. They wait till it's way late to do it.
Right.
Drives me up a wall. You know, you put your kid down to sleep. Like, we have a 2.5-year-old, and then we try to get him to go to sleep, and next thing you know, pop, pop, pop. Thanks a lot, people out in the parking lot.
Exactly, Ryan. Well, thank you for being here. You're the only overnight show I've ever desired to listen to, so thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate that. Put a marker on that one, Mike. Let's get to Rich. Rich is holding the line from South Bend, Indiana. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Ryan, outlawing them in Missouri will do no good. They'll just drive across the state line. Now, I'm about 30 years older than you are.
Okay.
When I was a kid, Indiana, you could not buy firecrackers, M80s, none of that stuff.
Yeah, it's like that,
to
too.
Ohio.
Like, Michigan was the same way. When I grew up in Michigan, it was like that. You couldn't do it. You couldn't buy anything that left the ground.
You had to drive to Ohio. My next-door neighbor, every year, would drive to Ohio and spend about $1,000. Now, this is 1960s money.
Oh, yeah.
On firecrackers.
I bet the safety was of high importance back in 1960.
Well, he did it to sell them.
What?
He sold them for 3 and 4 times what he paid for. He'd clear $2,000-$3,000 on the 4th of July weekend.
He was bootlegging fireworks from Ohio? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When I was living in Fort Wayne, you would take 30 right across the border to Ohio. As soon as you crossed it, there were 2 firework stands, one on each side of the road. They did not mess around. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Well, one time, if you got the time, a friend of mine, we bought some M80s.
Uh-huh.
And we tied them together. This was at about 2:30 in the morning. As I said, we were maybe 11 or 12. And we snuck out of the house, put them down the storm drain, and lit it. We just got
storm drain?
Back.
Oh, no. Okay, what happened?
We just got back to my house when it went off. Bam, bam, boom. So we went in the garage. We stayed in the garage until about 7 o'clock in the morning. South Bend TD was driving up and down the street, down the alleys, slow as all get out. They wanted to arrest somebody so bad they could taste it.
That's so dangerous, shoving those down a storm drain. How old were you?
11 or 12.
Yeah, 11 or 12. I understand. Okay, now I get. Now I get it's not the smartest age. Yeah, that's what we want is a bunch of people throwing M80s down the sewer drain. Now, that is just so dangerous. Now, Rich, I can say, if as far as I'm concerned, if fireworks went away completely, I'd be fine with it. I'd have no problem.
Well, my friend Mark, that was who was with me, he also blew up a battery.
Like threw it in a fire or something?
No, blew up a car battery just to get the shrapnel. I think it was
What are you guys doing blowing stuff up? Were you into, like, blowing should we have to look back at unsolved crimes and then try to connect you to them, Rich? Are you, like, confessing this on Overnight America?
Well, I'm confessing that there is something to preordination.
Yeah.
Because I think it was preordained that Mark would become an Army Ranger.
Oh, how about that? Well, that makes that's a good ending then, I guess. Hey, thanks, Rich, for calling in. Always good to hear from you.
Sure.
All right. Also, Rich on the line. This is a different Rich. Hey, thanks for calling Overnight America.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
All right, so what do you think of these fireworks here?
Not a fan of them, and I'll tell you what. I think the key is get kids uninterested in them at an early age, and I think that will last. When my family, my parents figured it out. They sat down and figured out how much money they were spending every July buying fireworks, and they're like, you know what? We got an idea. So they sat me down and said, listen, we can do the fireworks thing, or we'll buy you a pizza that night, and we'll buy you a video game of your choice. And you know what? I stopped touching fireworks, and that started about the age of 10.
Wow.
I must have since. You know, yeah, you figure out you're going to spend for a kid wanting a fireworks display, you're going to spend at least probably close to $100, $120. Buy that kid something that will last a while that they'll enjoy. And you know, save yourself the peace of mind of having to do the cleanup, having to smell like sulfur and smoke the rest of the night.
Yeah, and you get shells and everything else around. You got to clean up, right, and you leave in the yard. You know that, what's that saying? The every time you hear a bell, an angel gets its wings or something like that. I'll just tell my kid every time a firework blast hits, a puppy runs away, and then he'll hate them.
Perfect.
I'm just going to spread the propaganda. That's the way to do it, Rich. I'm going to make it so my kid knows what I'm doing is blasting your next video game up in the air, and they'll change their mind real quick.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Rod.
Thank you. See? Boom, 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 boom. That's the sound of fireworks going away. Then we're just back to trying to guess. Was that a firework or was that a shot? You know, everyone on Facebook thinks they're so funny posting that right now. I get it. I get it. I get it. But I'll tell you this. I got to give a lot of credit to the fire department last night. Man, those guys were hustling. And the firefighters that got burned trying to take care of this stuff, I'm glad there was no one that wasn't hurt worse. And I'm glad they're all out of the hospital. From what I read in this article, I think they're out. But you go to KMOX.com and you can see it. You know, that's no joke. You ever try to put out a dumpster fire? Once I tried to do that, it is impossible. I mean, you can't just go up with your little rink-a-dink fire extinguisher. It doesn't work like that. I've tried it once with a hardcore large, you know, 20, 30 pound fire extinguisher, and I couldn't even make a dent in a dumpster fire. It was fun trying to blast into it, but you got close enough. I felt like even trying to get close enough where the foam or whatever coming out of it was going to hit the dumpster, I felt like all my hairs on my hands were like burning off. I was there. So I can only imagine what the firefighters were going through, one after another after another. They know the drill. It was like this last year, too. Can we just stop? Can we just stop blowing stuff up in the city? It's not your 4th of July routine anymore. Just cut it out. Best thing you could do, go to a city firework display, enjoy it, get it out of your system, and be done with it. You don't have to go and try to blow something up on your yard. Hey, what are you going to do with this gnome? This yard gnome. Hey, you got a pink flamingo I can borrow? What are you going to do? You just going to go blow stuff up? Yeah, I'm so done with it. And the reason I'm done with it is mostly because I just don't want to have to hear it from my house. If there was such a thing as fireworks that made no noise, like you can have your sparklers all day. Go ahead. Your snakes? Do the snakes. Yeah, light the snakes up. Oh, those are great. That's the way to do it. And the people that blew their garages up or set their garages on fire, I got to imagine next year, after they already explained this to their insurance company and had to fight them to get the money out of it, next year I bet you they're not launching them out of their garage anymore either. I can guarantee that. They're not making that mistake again. All right, a couple of things I want to get to this hour. And this is interesting. You see what NPR tweeted out on the 4th of July? Got a lot of people up in arms. I want to talk about that. And what's going on with Hobby Lobby? A big story about them as well, trying to smuggle goods in from Iraq. Kind of a weird story in that. Both coming up. And how much do companies pay to get their logos on the highway? You ever drive down the highway, you see like a restaurant logo or a gas station logo, and you wonder, I wonder what that cost to get in there. Well, it's a very competitive business, by the way. I did a little research and found out. It's all coming up this hour. Overnight America, KMOX. Am I reading that right? On the KMOX studio cam, I am labeled as Grandpa No Fun.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Outlaw fireworks. I'm with the fire department on this one. Okay. So I want to, they're not talking about outlawing it anyway. They're talking about making it so you're not launching them off where there's a bunch of dumpsters around. Yeah. So let's go to a story I want to talk about that happened over the 4th of July. So NPR for the past 29 years, what they do on air, an NPR station, so the National Public Radio, which, by the way, I support. I like NPR stations. I know that a lot of Republicans said we need to defund PBS, defund NPR. They can sustain themselves on donations alone. Well, that's not the point. I mean, every great country really has their own form of public broadcasting, and we have that too. And I think it, they're producing some really great things. The podcasting, for example, on the digital realm, they're doing more and doing better than any other radio station I could think of. They're just knocking it out of the park right now. And I also think it's important to promote PBS. They have some great children's programming. They have some great other programs, too. You want to support things like that. And I think that it's absolutely fine we spend tax dollars on NPR, PBS, because they're putting out good things, and they're doing it for free, okay? So keep that in mind. Are they biased? Yeah, some of them are. I can see through the bias, but at the same time, a lot of the programs they put out doesn't really have a lean to them, right? I can tell you my kid loves the programming, and they do offer a really nice service. So for the past 29 years, it's been a tradition for public radio to do something a little bit different on 4th of July. For about 20 minutes on Tuesday, NPR traveled back to 1776. On the 4th of July, they go back and they read the Declaration of Independence. They decided to do something new this year. You may have seen people talking about this or retweeting it, because on Twitter, they decided to share and then tweet out the Declaration of Independence line by line. So since Twitter has restrictions on how much you can actually put out at any given time, it's 140 characters. That's not a lot. I mean, that's like two or three sentences at most. So when they put this out, they were doing it line by line. And some of the lines were not, I mean, if you take them out of context, you would think they're making a big political statement. But then they were quick to try to, and other people on the internet were quick to try to shame the people that pointed out that it looked like they were trying to use specific lines to use it as a way to bash President Trump. But they didn't realize what they were actually doing, which was putting out the entire Declaration of Independence line by line. Let me just say this real quick. One, the Declaration of Independence is not controversial, and it is not offensive. Number two, I think NPR, as smart as they are, they know digital so well. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they knew people would see certain lines and take them out of context, not knowing they're pulling them from the Declaration of Independence. I think the idea of what they do on air reading, it's great. But in a digital sense where you can only pull one line at a time, of course things are going to be taken out of context. And of course people are going to look at them. And of course people are going to not understand where it came from. And that's what the thing is about digital. It's a journey into realizing that we don't always do the research before we criticize. We could have very easily have tried to figure out why that was tweeted, and then the people that were criticizing it would have said, oh, I see what they're doing now. But people don't. It's just how people are on not only social media, but anywhere. You read the headline, you might read the first line of the story, you already make your judgment on it, and then you move on. And people, especially smart people that post online, know exactly what they're doing. So, yeah, I feel like NPR was trying to bait people, and they got what they wanted. So, don't... This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the people that fell for it, don't feel so dumb. NPR was trying to put you into a trap is what I'm saying. And I'm not disappointed in NPR doing it. I understand why they did it. They've been doing it on air for 29, 30 years or whatever it is. So they felt like, oh, we'll just try to make a digital version of it. Nope, it didn't come out that way. You didn't think it over. You could have, but you didn't. So I just wanted to share that real quick. So when everyone says, look how stupid Republicans are. Look how stupid Donald Trump supporters are. They object to the Declaration of Independence and don't even know it. Now, they were being baited to do that, all right? So I can't really fault them for doing it. I just want to point that out real quick. Another thing that I want to point out, Hobby Lobby. People are going crazy for Hobby Lobby right now. Not because of the things you can find there. Not because of all the knickknacks and the paddywhacks. not because you can find signages for whatever half off. I go to Hobby Lobby to get frames. If you ever need like a picture frame or a painting frame, Hobby Lobby, pff, great. Go there and get your stuff. But they got into the limelight. No, I shouldn't say that. They've been always popular, but they received a lot of attention based in 2014 when they won a Supreme Court case, Burwell versus Hobby Lobby. It granted them exemption from Obamacare's mandate to provide certain forms of contraceptive, mostly because of the owner's deeply held Christian beliefs. They're a type of company that's, I think they're closed on Sundays, kind of like Chick-fil-A. But the owners have a certain belief, and they said, hey, this is against our beliefs. So I get it. So Hobby Lobby's in trouble now, mostly because for the past 4 years they've been under investigation. What ended up happening is in 2011, a shipment of between 200 and 300 small clay tablets on their way to Oklahoma City to the owners of Hobby Lobby were seized by U.S. Customs. I'm getting this story from the Daily Beast. And they're the ones that I think broke this story, the Daily Beast. Their destination was to the owners of Hobby Lobby. And these artifacts were purchased and being imported from Iraq. And what they were doing was being taken from certain sites in Iraq. Now, when you have archaeological like dig sites and then you're trying to get into the history of certain countries, there's some things banned from leaving the country. You can't just like grab something and take it with you. Right? Or you can't grab something that doesn't belong to you, sell it, and then ship it off. So these tablets, very well sought after. The intention was the owners of Hobby Lobby, the Greens, were going to donate them to a giant museum in Washington, D.C., and it was going to be part of an attraction. As far as I can tell, they weren't going to be posting these or displaying them in their home. They were going to use it for a museum background. Here's where the problem comes in, because they could be facing criminal charges. What they did was originally say it was held up in customs, okay? But the problem is it was held up in customs because they said it was a paperwork issue, but really it could be a deeper issue than that. They may have misidentified the value, the monetary value on these things. So what customs do is when you're trying to ship something or move something around or have it leave the country, you designate what it is and you designate a value. If the value is low, you know, for the most part, they don't hassle you about it. If the value is something very high, then they're going to give it higher scrutiny, right? They need to look into if it's legal for you to take it out. In this case, they said these tablets were worth around $300. That's vastly underestimating the true value of these things. So as an antique and as a very valuable antique and have biblical type of background to it, they could not only lose these things, they could be charged with a crime because they falsified the value of these things to try to, what they say, allegedly sneak them into the country. Now, you know, and this is where it gets really tricky. Did they know what they were doing? Maybe. Okay? I got to imagine they weren't the ones filling out the shipping slips. They're the ones just writing the check and they want this merchandise. Did they know this stuff shouldn't be leaving the country? Who knows? I don't know. But they do know now that they could lose all of these things. It does look very bad for them. Here's the problem that I need to point out. People online are very quick to point out that because Hobby Lobby won this Supreme Court suit in 2014, and because they're Christian, they're pointing out they did this because of their Christian values. How dare they, as a organization, those hypocrites? Listen, back up real quick. The owners look like they may have made a pretty big mistake because they're getting called out for it right now. All right. But as far as I can tell, you don't have to question their faith because they tried to put these tablets in. And what they're trying to say is look at the hypocrites of Hobby Lobby because they won a Supreme Court case. And the people on the left that looked at that and said, you know, religious freedoms shouldn't exist. Look at them now. This is their example of why religious freedom shouldn't exist. It's not correlated. All right. The business of Hobby Lobby, not correlated with what's happening right here. So I just want to point that out real quick. But people online are so quick to jump the gun on this. I just wanted to defend them real quick. And when I say defend them, I'm not trying to defend them trying to sneak something in the country that shouldn't be there. You know, it looks like they did something inappropriate. But then again, they might not be charged with a crime. There might be nothing here. This whole story by the Daily Beast could be wrong. You know, and they might get their merchandise and they could be on and done with it. All right. Mike, hold on. I want to get your call. I'm running a little bit late. I want to get your call next on this. If you do want to say something on this Hobby Lobby thing, or maybe you've been online on Facebook or Twitter or somewhere on social media and you see people just bashing Christians because of this, people are just looking for opportunities to do things like this. You don't have to worry. Your faith's not going to be shaked because Hobby Lobby made a mistake, right? The owner's Hobby Lobby. So let's just step down from the ledge here for a second, guys. This is Overnight America, Camo X. Welcome back to Overnight America. Well, looks like Mike wants to chime in on this from St. Louis. Welcome back, Mike. We were talking about that Hobby Lobby. Is that what you're calling in on?
Oh, no, to be honest, I was going to say something about fireworks.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'm Mr. Grumpy tonight, so what's your, what's your fireworks
right
there? Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, on something when people blame, let's say like if I did fireworks, number one, we know it's illegal, it's against the law, okay?
Yeah, and areas especially highly dense areas of urban areas.
Right, and so if I break the law, it's not the cop's fault, it's my own fault. No matter what law it is, it's like if I went out and got drunk and breaking the law, we always want to blame the police for it. If we know better, we don't want to take responsibility. It's our own fault. We knew we broke the law, so you can't blame the cop. You blame yourself.
Yeah. I think it's one of those deals where, for the most part, if the cops were trying to get out there, they would spend 100% of their time during this time of year looking at firework and people
dangerous.
Trying to stay in compliance. Yeah. So what's your other thing?
Oh, I had some cute bobos. I didn't think this was funny, but I could tell you real quick. I didn't mention you if you want to hear it, but I think you might think it's funny.
What's that? Some bobo joke related?
Yeah. These are funny, real sure. To me, it's funny, and it's not funny. A manner of opinion.
All right.
Now, I could try it a couple quick if you don't mind.
Are you doing them in bobo voice?
Yes.
All right, let's hear them.
I do, but okay. Bobo wants you to know what candy and romance got in common. And Bobo asked a nice Christian girl out for a date and tried to be very respectful and wanted to give her a kiss, and he got slapped. And Bobo don't know what he did wrong. All I did is give her candy kisses.
Uh-huh. Hershey candy kisses. Not bad.
Yeah.
You're stepping it up. No, that's a good one. Listen, from 2 nights ago, that was much better, I got to say.
Now, the other one, the last one, you might get a kick out of it.
All right.
About this.
Let's hear
All right.
It.
Now, Bobo wanted to be hired as a painter, and he challenged his other painter to a contest. Who could paint the kitchen the best in the apartment? And there was two kitchens. So one painter had the paintbrush. Bobo said he didn't need no paintbrush. And Bobo was upset because he lost the contest. You know why Bobo was upset?
Why?
Fingerprinted.
Finger painting.
All right.
We'll take it.
Trouble.
We'll take it, Mike. Hey, thanks for calling it Overnight America.
Bye.
All right. So I feel like he's going to put like a coffee table book together, one of those things. All right. So how much, when you're driving down the highway, you may be driving down right now, anywhere. You could be listening anywhere in America right now. And if you're driving on a highway, especially if you're driving truck, you see a lot of these blue signs. It's the signs with company logos or restaurants or rest stops or gas stations or attractions, right? You see those signs coming up in this next exit. Here's what you can find if you get off. And then when you start on the off ramp, you could either make a right or a left. It kind of points which way you're supposed to go to get to the restaurant. So when you're driving down the highway, did you know how much it costs to get your company logo up on one of those things? I couldn't find the specific numbers for Missouri, but I got a couple of other states that have been posted online. And Metal Floss posted this not that long ago. So apparently there's a pretty long waiting list once you're on these signs. These companies don't want to give them up. And depending on where you're at, Oregon, for example, they can charge about $605 a year, which to me is an absolute steal to get your logo on there. But there's other places like Colorado, $750 per side of the highway. Virginia can cost as much as $1,000. Then there's some states that actually have you bid on it. Yeah, you have to outbid other places. Typically, for the most part, it's a good deal. I don't know about you, but when I'm driving, if I'm looking for something, I specifically look for those signs. I don't look at them up on my phone. I can't say, okay, since we've got the GPS, let's see if there's any detours over here. No, I rely 100% on those signs. That's probably an awesome way to advertise your business as you're coming up, even though it's only on one little location, but you're seeing a lot of people drive through. I got to imagine it's very good. Now, this is what also, waiting list to get on these signs can be decades long. Typically speaking, businesses never opt out. Like in Kentucky, only about 1 to 2% a year opt out across the state, which I totally get. Once you're on there, man, you're in. You don't want to give those things up. And there's other restrictions too. Like some states have restrictions where you have to offer at least two different meals to be even considered. You have to be within X amount of miles, like 1 or 2 miles away from the interstate. You can't just like put one on. That drives me crazy when I get off and it's like a 10-minute drive to get one of those things. And then there's other states that do things too, like they have to seat at least 20 people. But up for the most part, you know, once you're in, man. Good advertising. All right, coming up in the next hour, I want to talk about Reverend Rice and what they're trying to do to reopen the homeless shelter that's downtown here in St. Louis. And did you hear the story about the widow going after the ex-Gitmo prisoner? Yeah, apparently Canada thought it'd be a good idea to pay off a Gitmo prisoner who killed Americans. So now the family is trying to sue to, I guess, recoup some of that money that he got. That's coming up. Camo X.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.